Okay, so I guess just a shorter thought. So one of the probably better known parts of Nusso, though Nusso has a lot of well known parts and is very long, is the short three pasuk bracha that we have, known as.
No, that's in.
Yeah, that one known as Birkat Kohanim. Right, we said Birkat Kohanim. Now I want to just focus on one phrase. Which, I mean, I don't know if we in general understand it, but I want to focus on one phrase today of it, and you can try to focus on, you know, as you think about those words, what it means. What does Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha even mean? Right, what does it mean?
Like what, Hashem's face?
Should enlighten you, right? Ya'er, right? Yeah. Should provide light to you, right? What does that mean? It's very poetic, but what does it mean?
Yeah, it's poetic.
It's very poetic. Now, what does it mean?
You should maybe get close to God.
Maybe you'll be inspired. You'll be inspired by God.
Honestly, like, try to understand the poetry here. So what is it saying? How would we figure it out?
White usually refers to something good, right? So it's some sort
so
of...
So you're being very generic, but that's not what it says, right? You have to distinguish. Remember, we have between... In that, just three psukim, you have Yivarechecha Hashem, Vishmerecha, you have Bracha, you have Shmira, you have Or, you have Shalom, right? What? These are all different, unless you just think that God is being repetitive and just throwing a lot of nice things together. But right, this is different. And I want to point out to you that it's not just that we mention this in Birkat Kohanim. This phrase actually becomes part of our tefillah immediately following Birkat Kohanim. And you're like, really? Where?
In Sim Shalom?
Yes.
Oh, Shalom, fine.
Be'or Panecha. Yeah, have you noticed that a lot of the themes... Have you noticed that a lot of the themes overlap between... Right, between these are meant to be connected. So
which is the Abu Draham,
yes, exactly, yes. So the Abu Draham notes this, and he says, "Be'or panecha in Birkat, in the Baruch of Sim Shalom is connected to." In here, I think, is where you get the hint, and this is his line. He says, "Be'or panecha Hashem Birkat Kohanim Shekaduv Ba'Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha." And then he adds a second pasuk in Tehillim, which is Hashem Boor Panecha Yalechun. Ki Boor Panecha Nasatal and Hashem Lanakinu Torah, Al Shem Kineir Mitzvah Vitorah Or, the Or Hu Gadol Miner. Okay?
Bigger than a candle.
But what did his Bechaim Yatorah Shinamar Ki Chayach of Arach Yamecha? Right, so the Abu Draham seems making an argument here. Right? And within it, right, in the course of his argument, he tells you something about tefillah. What does he say? Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha. What does or mean? What does the metaphor of or mean? It's not generic. What does it mean? Providing light means,
providing
the way he understands it. No. Think about what he says. Ya'er Hashem Panav
Elecha.
No. Be'or Panecha Yahalechun. Light allows you to see and therefore walk.
Like your sight?
Light.
Senses.
Light allows you to see, which means that if you're using it metaphorically, it means provide us with guidance. Be'or panecha yalechun. And then, what's his next argument? Ki be'or panecha nasata lanu, this is from Mishlei, Elokeinu Torah. Kiner, and why, where does that come from? Kiner mitzvah v'torah or. He says, note that this notion of light appears. A ner is mitzvah. Right, meaning a mitzvah is a single light, but the Torah is the or. Why is it the or? Because it's more than an air. Meaning, the point of this is Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha is guide us, make it that our right. And we use this in English also, right? Something is illuminating. It gives you insight, right? It gives you direction, right? If you have a right, if you're thinking like
a
light bulb is, oh, I have an idea. Now I know what I'm going to do, right? Right? I have an idea to make an invention. It's inspire me to go in a certain direction. Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha. What?
I said inspiration.
No, but not inspiration like, oh, I feel good. It's direct me. I think of what he's saying. He's saying, Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha, you want to understand that? Look, and Or Panecha Yahalechun. Now, some of the Mefarshim say that means we will be able to have optimism even when it's dark. Or even when things are dark, you'll give us the, or we'll be able to continue because we have it. But what seems clear is that some, that this metaphor is that you will give us the guidance to live our lives, the optimism to be able to get through dark times. But the focus, and this is what the Avodah Chama seems to be getting at, is not just like, it's not just, oh, we're inspired. It's that the metaphor of or is give us the ability to see, right? To move forward. Right? That's what it is. That's why you use the metaphor of sight, which we use in English as well. And if you look at some of the Perushim and the Pasuk, you see this as well. So, looking at some of the Midrashim, the Sifrei, the Zerei Zuta, also says, Ma'or HaTorah, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, right? This isn't just, oh God, illuminate. It's, give us the tools to go forward, right? The Torah and the Mitzvahs. Give us that which will allow us to see moving forward, right? That's really, it's not just inspiration sort of generically. It's, give us direction, right? Give us, allow our relationship with God to direct us forward in the way that light allows us to move forward. And I said in the Pasuk of Tehillim, others focus more on the optimism, right? That even when things are dark, give us light. Now there are others, right? There are other perushim. It could be that it's give us matnas chinam. It could be give us right, give repair our relationships with other people. Accept us, right? There are all types of mafarshim, but I wanted to just follow this sort of kav machshava that Yevu Jaham develops and also claims is, right, that transition from Birchat Kohanim into Sim Shalom, because our tefillah shir with the pause of coronavirus is one of those shirim that just didn't really happen in those 2 months, right? Did not get to the end of it. I've still been researching, right? But we only finished Birkat HaShanim, so I can leave you with some insight on Birkat Kohanim on Sim Shalom, that at least I'll have given you a thought. Maybe we'll continue with next year. I have no idea. I haven't really thought about Shirim so much for next year.
Does this also fit into, like, when people call the Torah a fire?
It's a pasuk. Kinyar Mitzvah Torah, that's a pasuk in Mishlei.
Right.
It's not like a...
Okay.
It's not like people say. It's like Tanakh says.
Okay.
Right? Tanakh says it. The Rav Hirsch says, if you want to understand it, think about the other time that you have this, is that Hashem actually sometimes literally led us with light. Bamud Eish Lahir Lahem. But the pillar of fire.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
And if you look at Rabbeinu Bachya there, you'll see that is also connected to Torah. Okay, so those are some ideas on this pasuk.